From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news read by Putri. First, the headlines. Batik fashion growing steadily despite pandemic. And Indonesia has become the fifth country to vaccinate 100 million. Now the news in detail. Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Bintang Puspayoga at a webinar on the beauty of batik as cultural heritage in women's hands on Monday explained that batik has recorded a high and stable growth despite the pandemic. As quoted by Antara, she said, "No wonder batik is recognized by UNESCO as a masterpiece of intangible cultural heritage." Puspayoga cited data from the Ministry of Industry that has revealed that the net value of batik exports was $21.5 million in 2020, an increase from $18 million in 2019. The minister explained, for Indonesian people, batik is not just a product or fabric painting. It is also a warm expression of our cultural and spiritual well-being. Indonesia has become the fifth country globally to vaccinate more than 100 million citizens. It was stated by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin at a press conference on public activity restrictions or PPKM, monitored online on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Currently, more than 163 million vaccine doses have been administered. More than 100 million citizens have received the first dose vaccination, and more than 50 million have received the second dose. Sadikin also said this achievement had positioned Indonesia as the fifth country to administer COVID-19 vaccination to more than 100 million citizens. Travelers from 18 countries, excluding Singapore, will be allowed to enter Indonesia once international flights to Bali reopen on October 14, 2021. As quoted by Antara, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, at an online press conference on Monday, these countries will be listed in the instruction of the Home Affairs Ministry, which will be released soon. He informed regarding the countries that can enter Indonesia, there are 18 countries which will be announced in an integrated manner and in a circular letter from the Home Affairs Minister. Panjaitan announced, although he did not mention the other countries, he said that Singapore has been excluded from the list. The decision was made because Singapore has not met the level 1 and 2 standards in accordance with WHO provisions. Home Affairs Minister Muhammad Tito Karnavian accentuated the state's commitment to ensuring equal treatment and rights for people with disabilities. Tito Karnavian, in a written statement received by Antara on Monday, explained that the minister expects all governmental apparatuses to offer easy access, mobility, and equal treatment to them, akin to that offered to able-bodied people. The minister also said the government guarantees equal treatment and rights regardless of the background, including conditions. Tito noted that the state must provide access through development policies that are disabled-friendly, so people with disabilities are able to perform their activities. Now we move to international news. The country's Taliban ruler says that the U.S. has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. As reported by BBC.com October 11th, The country's Taliban ruler says that the U.S. has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to Afghanistan, as reported by BBC.com on October 11th. The statement came at the end of their first direct talks in Qatar since U.S. troops left Afghanistan in August. Aside from aid, the talks focused on containing extremist groups and the evacuation of U.S. citizens. U.S. officials described the discussions as candid and professional, but added that the Taliban would be judged by their actions. The U.S. insisted the meeting did not amount to recognition of the Taliban. Thailand officials say that Thailand plans to end COVID quarantine requirements for fully vaccinated travelers from at least 10 low-risk nations from November 1st. PM Prayut Chan-o-cha admitted that this decision comes with some risk, but it is seen as a key step to revive the country's collapsed tourism sector. The 10 nations seen as low risk include the UK, China, Germany, and the US, as reported by BBC.com on October 12th. Mr. Prayut said Thailand would also allow entertainment venues to reopen on December 1st and permit alcohol sales. He added that the authorities were planning to open Thailand for more countries on that date. The World Health Organization said on Monday that constructive action against climate change could save millions of lives. As quoted by VOAnews.com on October 11th, ahead of the 2021 United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP26, scheduled for October 31st, the WHO is urging governments to reach concrete agreements to combat climate change. The WHO said on Monday in a statement announcing a new report on climate change and health that countries must set ambitious national climate commitments if they are to sustain a healthy and green recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid the pandemic, climate crises including droughts, heat waves, flooding, and hurricanes have ravaged all parts of the world. And that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
The number of positive cases of COVID-19 continues to decline. The Indonesian government has set the opening of international flights on October 14. The Ministry of Transportation has also confirmed the readiness of Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport ahead of the opening of international flights. The simulation of various services at the international arrival terminal has been carried out in details. The ministry also stated that all service facilities are available and operating well at the international arrival terminals. Matters related to facilities for health protocols are also available. 35 hotels have been alerted for quarantine for new arrivals. Foreign media have also been busy reporting plans to open international flights in Bali, such as CNN, New York Times, Bloomberg, Japan Today, and Xinhua. Even since last week, the Chinese media has introduced the term PPKM or the enforcement of restrictions on community activities as restrictions on the movement of local people imposed in Indonesia. In recent years, China has been the largest contributor of foreign tourists, especially to Bali. Every year, no less than 2.5 million Chinese tourists visit Indonesia. Thus, the world community longs for vacations to Bali. However, only 18 countries are allowed to enter Indonesia. This does not include Singapore, because the country has not met the WHO Level 1 and 2 alert requirements. This is the statement of the Java Bali PPKM coordinator, Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan, in his press statement Monday. The government's plan is also sure to be a breath of fresh air for the people of Bali in particular. The province's economic activities have been hit hardest during the nearly 2 years COVID-19 pandemic, because the income is mostly from the tourism sector. However, airport readiness is not enough. The arrival of foreign tourists in Bali must also be handled carefully by all Balinese people. Strict health protocols must still be enforced in every house, street, restaurant, and tourism destination. The safety of the public tourists is the most important aspect, because the COVID-19 pandemic has not shaken off. Today in history begins with October 12th, the National Day of Spain. Every October 12th, the Spanish people celebrate the National Day of Spain, commemorate the history of the country, celebrate the unity and brotherhood of the Spanish nation, also celebrate Spain's relations with the international community. October 12th is also celebrated as Spanish Language Day and the Spanish Armed Forces Day. October 12th is chosen according to the date of discovery of the Americas by the Spanish citizens Christopher Columbus in 1492, which established the Kingdom of Spain as the first global power. Let's move it on to October 12, 2015, when Indonesian Museum Day is established. From 12 to 14 of October 1962, the first Indonesian Museum Conference was held in Yogyakarta. At that time, the meeting resulted in 10 important resolutions for museums in Indonesia. Later, at the meeting of all Indonesian museums managers in Malang City, East Java Province, in 2015, October 12 was set as the day of the Indonesian Museum. I'll end today in history with October 12, 2002, when the Bali bombing series occurred. The 2002 Bali bombings is a series of three bombings that occurred on the night of October 12, 2002. The first two explosions occurred at Paddy's Pub and Sari Club on Jalan Legian, Kuta Bali, while the last explosion occurred near the office of the United States Consulate. It recorded 202 fatalities and 209 people badly injured in the incidents. Most of the victims were foreign tourists who were visiting the location. This incident is considered the worst terrorism attack in Indonesian history. From the fact of the trial, it is believed that the perpetrators were members of Jamaah Islamiyah.
perjuangkan untuk tetap bersama. Pasti takkan ada penyesalan yang amat terlalu dalam. Seandainya saja waktu bisa ku putar kembali, jelas ku kembali menuju hatimu. Karena hanya bersamamu aku merasakan benar dicintai. Hingga detik ini siapapun yang singgah tak pernah bisa menggantikanmu. Tumbuh dewasa bersama janji untuk saling setia atas nama cita-cita. Jarak memisahkan kita, semua berubah tanpamu. Sulit rasanya untukku, telah ku coba saja, ku masih selalu merindu. Siapapun yang singgah tak pernah bisa menggantikanmu.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi attended the Global Counterterrorism Forum or GCTF 11 ministerial meeting, which took place on October 7, 2021 virtually. In her statement, Minister Retno Marsudi said that the pandemic situation has the potential to strengthen the impulse to carry out acts of terrorism by the community, which is caused by economic difficulties and social instability. The GCTF is a forum outside the UN framework with 30 members, which aims to mobilize efforts to build global counterterrorism cooperation. Indonesia itself is believed to be the co-chair of the Working Group on Countering Violent Extremism from 2017 to 2022. Escorted on the kamlu.go.id, she also explained how the phenomenon of terrorism is growing rapidly and taking new phases, one of which is by utilizing advances in information and communication technology to recruit, fund, and spread the ideology of terrorism. In addition, the phenomenon of radicalism and violent extremism based on racial, ethnic, and religious motivation is also becoming increasingly common around the world. In addition, there are two collective steps mentioned by Minister Retno Marsudi to overcome this matter. First is the need to ensure that all countries can adapt to the challenges of global terrorism that are constantly evolving. In this regard, joint efforts in overcoming terrorism must always be in line with the United Nations framework, especially the Global Counterterrorism Strategy or GCTS and other international agreements. Second, it's important to apply innovative approaches in preventing terrorism, including through community empowerment to prevent the spread of radical ideologies and build a strong counter-radicalization narrative. Minister Ratno also perceived that Indonesia has ratified the National Action Plan on the Prevention and Combating of Violence-Based Extremism, or RAN-PE. She does hope that the 10th anniversary of the GCTF can be used as a shared momentum to keep improving the contribution of the GCTF and encouraging international cooperation in the field of counter-terrorism.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku ocaku yoshite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum, wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kembali bersama lagi di sini, di tempat yang dulu kita berjumpa. Apa kabar kawan? Lama tak jumpa, senangnya bertemu. Yang dulu kita hadirkan di dalam ikatan persahabatan, tetaplah berseri dalam harmoni sebagai sahabat.
Bersama dalam suka.
jangan putuskan tali cinta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back, listener, to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we will take you to Burai Tourist Village, or known as Burai Color Village, which is located in Tanjung Batu District, Ogan Ilir Regency, South Sumatra. This village is not just an ordinary tourist village, because it has many achievements, such as the second winner of the 2020 Anugerah Pesona Indonesia or API Indonesian Tourism Village Award, as the most popular ecotourism and the top 50 best tourist villages in the 2021 API Award. In the past, Burai Village was slum and untouched by development. Then this village was transformed into an attractive, colorful village called Burai Ecotourism after receiving CSR8 program from PT Pertamina EP, an upstream business subsidiary of state-owned oil and gas holding company Pertamina, asset to Prabu Muli Field and the Upstream Oil and Gas Special Regulatory Task Force, or SKK Migas. When you enter this village, you are immediately spoiled with colorful houses throughout the village. Besides houses, public facilities and village roads are also painted colorfully. Each colorful object here attracts tourists to take selfies. There is also Kalaka River that surrounds the village. You can enjoy this village by walking along the river using the available getek boats, which are made of wood or bamboo. Listener, Burai Village has the other tourism potential, such as traditional Bari houses that have stood for more than 200 years old, Bume traditional dance, Wastra handicraft in the form of songket or woven cloth, and of course, coastal specialties such as pindang or steamed salted fish. Other tourist activities that can be done are approaching the villagers' houses, which become centers of home industry activities, such as making songket weaving, kerupuk or crackers, and kemplang fish cracker, as well as making fish feed. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu,
Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom de getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu. Di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Kuperlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Bye.
mata bersinar. Remas sayapku jangan pernah lepaskan, bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a special segment in Voice of Indonesia's program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesia or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Guidance and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is berwisata, which means traveling. Next, I will give an example of a conversation entitled Asyik Sudah Tiba. Asyik sudah tiba, or great, we have arrived, we are here. Kevin was calling Mela in the taxi. The taxi driver informed that Kevin had arrived at this destination. Kevin is very happy.
Kita sudah tiba di tujuan.
Asyik sudah tiba.
After listening to the conversation, next are phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely Asyik sudah tiba. Asyik sudah tiba, which means great, we have arrived, or we are here. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Kita, kita, we. Sudah, sudah, which means already or has done. Tiba, tiba, which means arrived. Ditujuan, ditujuan, which means at the destination. Asik, asik, which means great or nice. Kita sudah tiba di tujuan. Kita sudah tiba di tujuan, which means we have arrived at our destination. Asik, kita sudah tiba. Asik, kita sudah tiba, which means great, we have arrived. Hari ini aku traktir kamu. Hari ini aku traktir kamu, which means today I'm treating you. Aku membawa makan malam untukmu. Aku membawa makan malam untukmu, which means I brought dinner for you. Asik, terima kasih. Asik, terima kasih, which means great, thank you. In the conversation, you heard the expression of joy with the exclamation asik, asik, which means great or nice. In the conversation, it is used to express joy. In addition, there is also another exclamation, hooray, which means the same. Other examples. Hari ini aku traktir kamu. Hari ini aku traktir kamu, which means today I'll treat you.
Hore, terima kasih. Hore, terima kasih, which means hooray, thanks. Aku membawa makan malam untukmu. Aku membawa makan malam untukmu, which means I brought you some dinner. Asik, terima kasih. Asik, terima kasih, which means great, thank you. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesians today. For more details, let's listen to the samples of conversation one more time.
Kita sudah tiba di tujuan.
Asik, sudah tiba.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian, with the topic about berwisata or traveling. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language. Thank you for listening. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Saat aku tak selalu denganmu, tapi itu tak selamanya. Cinta kita tak seperti mereka. Kita yang punya, kita yang rasakan. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua, hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani malamku. Sayang, percayalah, semua akan indah pada waktunya. Tak perlu kau tanyakan perasaanku, yang pasti hanya untuk kamu. Cinta kita tak seperti mereka. Kita yang punya, kita yang rasakan. Percayalah pada cinta. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua, hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani malamku. Sayang, percayalah, semua akan indah pada waktunya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua, hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani hidupku sampai kita tua, hidup bahagia selama-lamanya. Aku cuma ingin kamu yang menemani malamku. Sayang, percayalah, semua akan indah. Sayang, percayalah, semua akan indah pada waktunya. Pada waktunya. Cuma ingin kamu.
Dan percayalah semua akan indah pada waktunya.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Pekanbaru Kota Bertuah by Aku Riau Junior. Pekanbaru Kota Bertuah is an old slogan of the city of Pekanbaru Riau Province, which was later replaced with a new one, namely Pekanbaru Kota Madani. The word Bertuah is an abbreviation of bersih, tertib, usaha bersama, aman, dan harmonis, or in English means clean, orderly, working together, safe, and harmonious. Created by Benny Riau, this song tells the story of Pekanbaru City, which has been famous for a long time. It is said that the city, which is located on the banks of Siak River, is so beautiful with its friendly people. This song also invites anyone who hears it to maintain the nation's culture so that it remains sustainable. The song Pekanbaru Kota Bertuah is on the album Tu Bulan Tu Bintang, released in 2020. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Pekanbaru Kota Bertuah by Aku Riau Junior. Enjoy the song.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Tower. Seen you fall apart like a dying flower, and it hurts me so. You have let me down. But I tell you that I love you, and I'll fix you up. You got demons, I got mine, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry. Look from up above. Oh, I. They can say what they want, but I laugh. I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear, I got your back. You can count on that. I will fix you up. Sometimes, but you calm me down. Look into my eyes, turn the pain around. I've hurt you so, I have let you down. They can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. And when you're feeling alone, no, I swear, I got your back. You can count. Demons in my mind, but it won't break us up. Keep your head up, don't you worry. Look from up above. Oh, why? They can say what they want, but I love. I don't believe that no one can compare. But when you're feeling alone, I swear I got your back. You can count on that. I will fix you up.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hati ini hanya rindu.
cara telah ku coba agar aku bisa tanpa dirimu. Bersamamu, ku ingin saat ini engkau ada di sini, tertawa bersamaku seperti dulu lagi, walau hanya sebentar. Tuhan, tolong kabulkanlah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.